Welcome to TV Campfire Podcast. This is a very special podcast with the cast and writers of the show, or the web series, Husbands the Series. I have with me for this interview Jane Espenson and Cheeks. So I just right off the bat, I've wanted to let you guys know that I've seen the first two episodes, and granted, they're only 2 minutes apiece, but they are comedy genius. I was laughing so hard. And consider in putting in contrast, I just watched three new comedy pilots on NBC and whatever other networks, and they left me flat. Like, I was like, oh, I guess that was all right. But this was amazing. I was laughing so hard I was almost crying. It was great.
Thank you so much. That was a goal.
So my first question is, where did you get, for Jane, where did you get this idea from, and why couldn't you, or... And when you can't get stuff like this or comedy like this on network TV?
Well, let's see. I got the idea from Cheeks. Cheeks actually was already working on a variation on this, which was sort of a notion of him and Alessandra as young LA people about town. And he and I talked about it, and it sort of morphed into this show. And he wrote the first draft, and then we started going back and forth working on it, but it really came from him. And the reason, we sort of realized right away that the best shot of realizing it exactly as we were picturing it would be if we just went ahead and did it ourselves. Just there's a lot of process involved with getting someone on, getting something on TV. And it felt like, it felt like maybe that would be harder to do it exactly as we saw it, because there's just so much gets changed when you start taking it to a network. And this felt like something we wanted to see exactly as we were picturing it in our tiny heads.
And that brings me to the very next question, is what kind of artistic freedom do you have now on this show as a web series versus, like you touched on, as a network show? Like, what can you do?
It's 100%. Artistic freedom. I mean, other than what you're limited by is just like money and I guess equipment and imagination. but pretty much we could say, okay, we want these jokes, we want this message, this script, these actors, these locations, and we could make it happen.
Oh, excellent. Each episode is only 2 minutes. And what I found interesting is because it was kind of restricted to that, it made the storyline much sharper than you would get in a 22-minute episode, which sometimes kind of meanders. So how do you write in this kind of format? Is it easier or harder?
Well, it really is a 22-minute episode because it's 11 two-minute little pieces. But you're right. Every single line, every syllable had to work so that those little two-minute pieces worked. And that was something that Brad came up with. I think Cheeks should speak to that.
Yeah, I just felt like shorter would be better online, and I felt like it's always better to leave people wanting more. And even in, like what you were saying, a 22-minute pilot that kind of wanders, I checked out a few of the new comedies on networks as well. And it takes 15 to maybe even the full 22 minutes to really establish the gimmick and the characters. And I think that when you think about it in terms of I have 22 minutes, it might take you longer. But when you break it down into, okay, I have 2 minutes to explain what's happening, who these characters are, why we like them, what the problem is, and where this is going, you get a much tighter story. And so we just always had that in mind and had basically like a two and a half page limit of dialogue and story, and everything had to get in and out and leave you wanting more by, the end of the second page.
And Cheeks was merciless about that. He would do his draft and it would come in, at 2 pages, and then I would get in there and start adding and doing this and that, and I would get to 3 pages, 3.5 pages, and then Cheeks would get back in and start cutting it down again, and he would not let me write more than 2.5 pages for any of these.
I can tell it's very, very sharp. I was really appreciative of that. What overall, as you're doing this web series, what is your goal with being part of this production? Where do you want it to go, either personally or as production as a whole?
Oh, those are two very different questions. Where would we want it to go? Well, maybe it boils down to the same thing. We want to keep doing it the way we're seeing it, which suggests that maybe its future would stay on the web with, you know, someone gave us money to keep doing it this way. On the other hand, we want the widest possible audience. So we're also looking into the other path where, you know, is there someone who we want to see it, want to help us put it on TV? And then, the goal would be to compromise as little as possible because we love this team.
I think that was a perfect answer. I don't think there's really anything to add on. It's absolutely. It's about being able to do it the way that the audience has fallen in love with it, and whatever outlet can allow us to continue to do that is how we would want to go about. I think
we have a producing partner on this. We brought in Jeff Greenstein, who was a writer on Dream On and Will and Grace and Desperate Housewives, and we brought him in to direct this for us, and then he ended up becoming our producing partner on it. So the three of us are sort of the core of this, the creative core of this that we're really hoping to keep together, and of course the cast.
So far, I've really only seen the main two guys as the cast. I mean, for one second we saw Alessandra, but I'm waiting to see episodes with her and see like her being more of the have an episode where she's the focus. But my next question is, I guess for Cheeks, what part of yourself did you bring to the character, and did you model it after anyone else?
No, it's a heightened version of me. It's me really, really caffeinated and maybe a little bit ditzier. but yeah, it's very much elements of myself that got amped up and colorful and big, like everything else in the show.
I didn't actually realize that you wrote a lot of it. I thought it was James writing, but as she just said, you wrote some of this. So where is that the comedy genius? Some of the lines, especially in the second episode, was really, really well done. I'm trying to think of which ones that stand out. Maybe the whole "we've only been together for 6 weeks and I hated you for the first two," you know, and that look, that was great. Like, where are you guys coming up with that kind of comedy?
Well, that's one of the things I love so much about this script and about working with Jane, is that it's really a complete synergy and a complete 50-50, I feel like, in the writing. There are some lines that it's like, oh, that was Jane, and it's brilliant. And then there are other things that I can be really proud of. I'm like, yeah, I came up with that. And then there are moments where something was written and then something was suggested from that, and Jane will come up with the first part of the setup and I deliver, you know, the end of what that is. And it's just this really, really awesome fusion of our writing and our sense of humor, and so it makes me really happy to hear that kind of feedback, because I just feel like it's such an incredible collaboration.
That particular example you gave is an example of that, because I wrote for two of those "I couldn't stand you," I think that was me, but the look afterwards, that was you, Cheeks. That wasn't something that was indicated in the script.
Yeah, that look sold it.
Yeah.
Well, and you came up with the Dodgers line as well, so that's why you're called the Dodgers. And,
right.
And I thought, you know, like, there's no way that Brady would just let that slip by. So I inserted, okay, it's the wrong time, but it's comedy gold, trust.
Right, right. All the way through, there's a lot of them like that where it sort of exactly alternates my line, your line.
Jane, this is your first web series, and I was wondering who has been your mentor as far as working up this project and getting it on the ground, off the ground and stuff like that?
Well, we went first to, first I asked Joss, because Joss Whedon did Dr. Horrible, and he suggested that I talk to Felicia Day. So then we all went and talked to Felicia, and she gave us some pointers. And one of the first things I was told was to hire a good line producer, and we hired an excellent line producer named M. Elizabeth Hughes, who made everything happen, sort of brought in our crew and made sure everyone was in the right place at the right time, did all the tricky paperwork, and between that group of people sort of pushing me and prodding me along, they managed to get me through a web series.
All right. It's so far so good, I'd say. The next question, I saw on your website it had little banners that had, like, kind of clips from the next coming episode, thing like that, and I noticed Nathan Fillion. Can you tell us anything about upcoming guest stars you have?
We have two. Cheeks, do you want to say who our two guest stars are?
Well, we have Nathan Fillion, as you mentioned, and we also have Michael Buckley, who is a YouTube giant who does What the Buck on YouTube. And they are both in episode 3, which is this upcoming Tuesday.
That's, I mean, you're going to get a lot of those Nathan fans are definitely going to show up to see that. I don't really know who the other person is, but that's okay. I'm sure people on the internet, interwebs do.
Yeah, and that's actually what I love about the internet is, you know, you can meet someone who's like, I've never heard of that person, and you go to their YouTube, and I think Michael Buckley has a million subscribers, and, you know, he's got a huge, huge brand and business on YouTube.
How about this? Do you have any special guest stars that you would like to be on? Who are your wish list?
Yeah, I would love to get Felicia Day on, although I suppose we're her competition in some way now. Yeah, it's all one big happy web family. Eliza Dushku and Allie Hannigan and Seth Green and Joel McHale. And like that part of that crowd would be wonderful.
Yeah, you get the Buffy crew in. That I'm sure that'll bring a lot of eyeballs to your show.
We would love to have all sorts of people.
Who do you see as your target audience for this?
That's a very interesting question. We think that women are going to enjoy the romance aspect. We think gay men will enjoy the political aspect, and we think young people will enjoy the comedy. So we kind of have everybody covered except maybe very, very old straight men.
Well, I watched it with a guy who is a straight man who is 40, and he was laughing at all the appropriate places, and he said that he was going to start watching it. So,
woo-hoo!
There you go. You went skewed outside of the target audience. I like it.
Well, and I think it has a certain intelligence, if I can say that, and not sound arrogant. I think it does have a certain appeal to older people because it's it's kind of smart.
Yeah.
It's also got a sweetness to it. Like, we were talking about the difference between it and some other shows, and it's not put-down comedy. There's conflict in the relationship, but the conflict is, like, two people both trying to figure best out how to make this work and not hurt the other person. So it's got a bit of sweetness that I think would appeal to fans of classic TV comedy. So, you know what? You're right. Let's get the older people too.
Where do you film this series? I mean, so far we've only seen a bathroom and a living room. Where are you guys filming?
That was at a hotel in West LA. We also filmed in a soundstage for, there's a couple episodes that take place in a limo. And then we used a house in North Hollywood to stand in for Cheeks' house, which is where there are other episodes set there. So it doesn't have a studio home. It just has locations.
Yeah, I mean, first season, that sort of makes sense because you're kind of, you know, trying to take off. Any special events like live tweets or something like that for an episode, even though it's only 2 minutes, so that'll be a really quick live tweet. But any kind of special event that some of the fans have to look forward to?
We did a Q&A when we launched our first episode, and that was really great. We had about 27,000 viewers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so we did a Q&A with Stream and Garage and showed our first episode there, and I think that we will be doing that again toward the end of the run, so including some other stuff too, yeah, like online on Twitter and things like that.
Oh, that'd be...
I'm always accessible on Twitter for, you know, I'm always there tweeting about the show, and you know, people can ask me, you know, any questions they want to ask about the series, they can just ask me at Jane Espenson on Twitter.
All right. Last question. Why should we watch the show, and what would you say to the fans out there to plug it?
I'd say watch the show when and if you enjoy smart, strong, fresh, young comedy. That's the main reason to watch.
Cheeks?
Yeah, I think it's fresh. I think it's funny. Like you were saying, you know, we're 4 minutes in and you were laughing your head off. And I think that it continues to deliver that. And I think that the characters get even more complex and interesting. And it's something familiar and yet something completely different.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. This was great.